Obeying the message of the yogi, Chandler awakens the boy who sleeps in the inner room of the sinister cave. The boy tells Chandler he believes it will be necessary to take Nadi to Java before he can overcome the malevolent influence of Vindion the sorcerer. Chandler goes in search of Nadi, but finds that Vindion has locked her in a stone-blocked passageway where she will soon suffocate unless she is released. And Vindion will not release her unless Chandler leaves the cave at once. Meanwhile, the present act opens on the moonlit beach.
The magician.
Bobby? Bobby, where are you going, son? Please don't go away.
I'm not going to, Mother. I just thought I'd see if I could find anything to eat over here in the tent where the natives had their stuff.
Oh, Bob, wait a minute. You can do that afterwards. I want Mother to tell us what happened in the cave.
What do you mean, dear?
Yeah, that's right, Mother. You and Uncle Frank were holding out on us, weren't you?
Why, Bobby.
Yes, you were, Mother. You and Uncle Frank had it all made up between you not to tell us what happened. But we know something did.
Come on, Mother. You can't get away with that. Even in the moonlight, I can see you're looking kind of funny.
Yes, just like you always do when you're trying to put somebody off. Remember the time she tried to tell the policeman at home that story about the explosion in Father's laboratory, Bob?
I'll say I remember.
What in the world are you talking about?
Don't you remember, Mother? It was just after we came home from Egypt, and Father was working in his laboratory, and something blew up, and you sent for a policeman.
Oh, you remember that, Mother. Father was down in that room under the laboratory. The Buddha fell over, and we couldn't get it up.
Yeah. And then we decided that maybe we'd better not tell the policeman. We thought somebody tried to wreck the place on purpose. So you told him some chemical that Father had been mixing must have exploded. Don't you remember, Father?
Oh, yes. I do remember now.
You can't fool us, even if you did fool that policeman. So you might as well tell us what happened, Mother. What difference does it make now?
Oh, I suppose it really makes no difference, except that Uncle Frank and I thought it would be better if you knew nothing about it.
You see, there is something. Oh, go on, Mother.
Something about Vindion, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It is, Bobby.
Well, what? I know. We didn't just go in there and fall asleep in that room.
Was it the incense, Mother? You mean Vindion lighted that incense to make us sleepy?
No. It was more than that.
My Mother, you mean Vindion kind of hypnotized us or something?
I wonder if it was something like that curse Arrhenia put on you that time in Cairo, Betty.
Oh.
But Vindion couldn't do that.
Well, of course he could.
Honest? Is that really what happened? Betty, do you remember whether he said anything to us when we were going out of the cave after we'd seen Uncle Frank, I mean?
No, I don't remember anything after we saw him standing there. I didn't think he said anything to us. Dear, I hate to think he could do that to us. We don't even know about it, can't help it or anything.
That's just why we didn't want you to know anything about it, dear.
Well, I think it's better if we do know it, Mother.
Yes, because... Listen, what was that?
I don't hear anything, Betty. Do you, Mother?
No. What do you think you heard, Betty?
Sounded like someone laughing. Ooh. Sounded kind of like Vindion laughing.
Now, don't go get all jittery about Vindion, Betty. Mother will never tell us anything again if you keep jumping up and down about everything.
No, no, I am not, but I did hear something.
Listen. Do you hear it now?
No. I don't know, Mother.
Well, I hope when Uncle Frank comes out of the cave with Nadi, he'll think of some way to get back to Suva. I don't see why Mr. Wilson couldn't have left us one of those other boats. I don't see why he had to take the only one we had.
Well, how would he get out of the ship if he left the boat here?
Partly my fault. I should have thought of it myself, but he was making such a noise I didn't think of until it was too late. I could have gone out in that boat with him to the ship and brought the boat back here. And then we'd have had it.
Oh, but you couldn't row that great big boat all by yourself.
I bet I could. It's only a little ways out to where the ship was anchored. Well, too late to worry about that. Come on, let's go over to that place where they were cooking and see if we can't find something to eat.
Come with us, will you, Mother?
Yes. We might make some coffee, so if Uncle Frank does bring Nadi back...
If he brings her back. You sound like you thought he might have to leave her in there.
I don't understand it myself, son. But it seems to me Nadi has been made to believe she must stay there.
Well, what makes you think that, Mother?
Vindion...
What did he say, Mother?
Of Lemuria. Vindion told me this island is all that remains of that continent. It's supposed to have sunk into the sea thousands of years ago.
Yeah, like that Greek island not so very long ago.
Yeah, something like that, I imagine.
It's true?
It's supposed to be.
But I don't see why Nadi would know it.
Vindion's crazy, I tell you.
I think myself he is. He told me a long story about how the people on this island are the only descendants of the ancient Lemurians, and that for hundreds and thousands of years, they've been planning to summon the few who remain and... Oh, there was a great deal more of it about establishing a perfect race on the Earth, which would eventually absorb all other nations.
And that girl we saw lying on the couch in front of the Sleeping Beauty or something.
Oh, that's just too wild.
That's exactly what Vindian said, though, Bobby.
What about that fellow in that little room where we were that looks like Andra?
Oh, yeah. Did you see him, too?
Did you see him, Mother?
Indeed, I did. Come, children, let's not talk any more about this tonight. Here's the tent. Let's wait until Uncle Frank comes back, and you can ask him as many questions as you like.
Okay. I'll go in and see what's in here.
Is that your flashlight, Bob?
Yeah. Gee, there's a lot of stuff in here. I thought Mr. Wilson said we were only going to stay here one night. Come on in.
I think Mr. Wilson said whatever suited him at the moment. Someone paid him well to bring Nadja to the island.
Well, look at all this stuff, Mother. We aren't going to starve anyway.
Look at all the cans and things.
See if you can find some coffee.
Well, that's one thing they have over here that's good, anyway. Remember how terrible the coffee was in Egypt?
Oh, I like it.
Oh, you would. I don't see any coffee, Mother.
No, you're looking for it in a can. They wouldn't have campan. They wouldn't have canned coffee over here.
That's right. Say, what's that right there by your foot, Betty? Look, I'll turn the light on it.
Oh, it's a black tin box. Look, Mother, it's like that one you used to keep all those things of Father's in when you thought he'd been drowned.
Let's see it.
Mr. Wilson must have forgotten.
I'm going to open it.
Why, no, son. Of course you aren't.
Yes, I am, too. That guy was a crook. He might find something in here about Najee.
Yes, Mother. What if we'd find something that'd make us come out of the cave and go back to Suva with us?
Well, anyway, Mother, I'm going to open it.
Oh, what's in it?
Here, hold the flashlight, will you?
Oh, children.
You just wait a minute, Mother. Look. Here's a little bottle with some brown stuff in it.
Yes, and look at the tag. It's bigger than the bottle. What does it say? What does it say, Bob?
Gee.
What is it, son?
It's that poison.
Oh, Bob.
Yes, it is. Look at this tag. It says, the smallest drop of this fluid placed in the tobacco at the end of the cigarette will kill the smoker instantly, leaving no trace. The effect is exactly the same as that of heart failure. Gee.
Oh, put it down. Put it down quickly, son. Take it out and throw it in the lagoon.
No, sir. I'll put it down, but I bet Uncle Frank will be tickled to death to see it when he comes back.
Oh, yes, let's not throw it away.
Very well. But put it down quickly, Bobby. Can't bear to have you holding it in your hand.
Look now. I'll put it right down here in the corner of this box.
Let's see what else is in the box. Oh, look, there's a picture, Bob.
Yeah, I wonder who that is.
Uncle Frank may know.
See if there's anything on it. Yes, sir. You will meet this man in Suva. If Andra arrives in Suva alive, give him the message in the attached envelope marked with his name. Boy, I wonder where that is.
There it is.
Now, son, this has gone far enough.
Well, Mother.
You can't read letters addressed to someone else.
But Mother, this isn't like a letter addressed to him.
Well, no, Mother. It's just a gag. You know it is. It isn't like reading a regular letter.
No, son. Put the box away and we'll talk about it with Uncle Frank when he comes back.
Well, I'm going to look at it.
If it's a personal letter, you can put it right back.
Now, look there. It is a gag. I said so. Listen to what it says. You must go at once to the island of Lura, which is a day's sail from Suva. On account of a native legend, many Fijians will not be willing to take you there. But there is a trader named Wilson, whom you will find in or near Suva, who, I understand, will arrange to take you there. It will not be well for you to make the trip in the Palana, for reasons you will understand later. When you arrive at Lura, you will receive a confidential message.
Oh, heavens. Who's the letter from?
It isn't signed at all, Mother.
Put it back, son. Put everything back in the box.
But we'll take the box with us, won't we? Not just leave it here.
We can take it if you like.
Well, I'm going to have one last look and see.
Why, look there. It's a picture of us.
Oh, no, Betty.
Why, it is. Look there, Mother. Taken in our garden in Beverly Hills. All of us except Father.
Well, you know when that was taken?
Of course I do. It was taken that afternoon Andre came over to swim. Remember how we came out to the garden and Mother and Uncle Frank and Nadja were sitting there under the oak tree? And we all sat down with him for a minute before we went in the pool.
But who could have taken it? How could anyone have come close enough to us to take that picture without our seeing him?
Who's that behind Najee in the picture? Somebody's there. Kind of foggy.
Why, isn't this funny? There wasn't anybody out there that day.
It must be a double exposure. Whoever took it forgot to turn the film from the one before. You can see right through that person, whoever it is standing there.
Bob, don't you see who it is? It's Bean John.
Huh?
See? He's got his hands on Najee's shoulder. Look, I'll hold the flashlight closer. Look, Mother, see him?
Oh, heavens, yes. Look at that mark on the robe he's wearing. It's the seven-headed serpent.
The mark of the Barneses.